Let's bring in the professional this morning once again, Pat Pagano, and he'll update us on what Easter Sunday looks like weather-wise and more. Well, Pat, it happened yesterday. Are you there?
80 degrees.
We had in the afternoon, we got those severe thunderstorms.
Right.
Heavy rain, lots of lightning. Norfolk took the worst of it. They had almost the entire town was out without power for a while. And you know what's funny is the rain came in two batches. The heavy rain, you know, with lightning and thunder. And then it looked like it was going to clear out. And then another batch of very, very heavy rain. I bet you we picked up over an inch of rain yesterday.
Could be. Hartford measured a little over half an inch. But we don't have official stations, yeah, unfortunately, in Northwest Connecticut. So I could always go to my Tempest weather site and see if anybody has a Tempest rain gauge in the area and go from there. And I will do that right now. I'm going to the map, and I'm going to see if we have anybody in the area. I bet you we do. Let's see. We do. There is plenty of people. How about that? There's plenty of people in Northwest Connecticut that have the Tempest weather station.
In our immediately tight area?
Let's click on this one. Lawson Road. Do you know where that is?
No, I should, but I don't.
Okay. That's in Northwest Connecticut. It doesn't give the town.
Yeah.
Lawson Road, yesterday, 0.61.
All right.
Okay. Let's find another weather station site. Do we have another weather station? The next closest, by the way, that Lawson Road.
Yeah.
Is, let me see if I get, can I get any closer? Yeah, I could. Maybe I can give you an idea. It's almost on the Connecticut-New York border, but it would be to the west of Salisbury.
Okay, so that's all right. That's exactly in our area.
Okay, so that's in our area. And then the next closest one is not that close. It's up near Taconic State Park.
Well, that's close enough. What did they get?
Okay, and they received wind direction, wind speed. I'm looking for the rainfall. Where is the rainfall? Lightning. Rain accumulation. Yes, only 700s.
All right, so that shows you how widespread it was. But 0.6 of an inch of rain, I bet you, some places had an inch of rain and other places had less.
Yeah.
But that means I was in the ballpark thinking about that. I was in the ballpark. Yeah. Okay.
Definitely. So no rain today, partly sunny, windy, 70. And again, there were many places that hit 80 yesterday, including right here in the lower Hudson Valley. I was 84, and I took Shirley for a walk around the block to the park. I couldn't wait to get back home.
See, I told you it was going to be 80. I told you.
Too warm. Too warm. Then we had the thunderstorms, and Shirley was shaking like a leaf. But they didn't last long. They lasted maybe 20 minutes, so that was good. Okay, back to the weather. Partly cloudy tonight, 45 to 50. Cloudy Saturday, afternoon showers, 55 to 60. They will end Saturday night. And partly sunny, breezy for Easter Sunday, 55 to 60. Sun followed by clouds Monday, low 60s. Monday night into Tuesday, another chance of rain.
Yeah,
there
but
you have it.
But the good thing about that is that Easter Sunday all of a sudden looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we said yesterday it was going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it started changing by the middle part of the week. That's why I always tell you, on a Monday, do not chisel in stone the forecast for the weekend. Because, generally, 8 out of 10 times it changes.
Well, so Easter Sunday is going to be it sounds like it's going to be a real nice day. That's
good. A little bit on the breezy side, but
who cares?
Of course, not as warm as yesterday, but yeah, you're right. So that is the scoop there, and everything else is relatively quiet. I can't say that I watched anything groundbreaking yesterday, because I did not. I was busy, tracking the storms, And then late afternoon, I had my yoga. And that was it. I said it's Thursday. Today, I have a couple of errands to run. Then I'll start to make the Italian lemon cookies this afternoon. And tomorrow, I'll ice them and put sprinkles on them. And they'll be all ready for Sunday.
All right. And then it's off traveling in the car on Sunday.
Yeah.
Going to church and traveling in the car.
I'm kind of hoping that the traffic's going to be lighter because Passover coincides with Easter this year.
Uh-oh.
That should be a positive.
Why should it be a positive?
Because if you're Jewish and religious, you can't drive.
I think about... I'm not talking about Orthodox Jewish folks. I'm talking about regular Jewish folks.
Right.
I think they follow that about as much as I follow women's curling. It's funny. Well, you know yourself. How many people actually go to church all the time?
It gets less and less.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what it is. I remember years ago, Don Imus on this holiday, called all his Jewish friends, not all, called about 20 of his Jewish friends, and he answered the phone. And he said, you shouldn't be doing that. He embarrassed them all.
Oh. Oh, because they can't. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, or else he called them at work. He did something where they all... were in violation of their religious priorities.
Very interesting. Interesting, yeah, because I didn't know that. But.
I'm not sure if it was a phone or what, but he it was funny. It was funny when he did it.
Yeah, because, you know, remember, I lived in a Jewish community for like 18 years.
A guy who lives in a Jewish community for 18 years and never had corned beef.
Nope, never had corned beef, but I did observe that during Passover, you hardly saw... cars in the neighborhood. You know, of course they were parked, but not too many people drove around. So we'll see what happens there. But what did you think yesterday, by the way, of the Ukrainians bombing the Russian ship?
Well, it's like I said, when they blew up the first ship, and also when they've now made two incursions into Russia to blow up a fuel depot and a storage place. Did the Russians really think that they weren't going to fight back like this and attack their things? Mm-hmm. You know, I expected this to happen a while ago. Do you remember when the Falkland Islands, there was the big row where...
Yes.
And British sent their fleet over and stuff like that. They lost two ships. They lost two ships in that. Even though they took back the Falkland Islands and reclaimed them. Sometimes countries just don't think straight. And also, what the big thing about losing that ship is, it was a guided missile frigate cruiser, and it was the central command for all the naval activity in the Black Sea. So now they have to find a ship to replace that. And second of all, now they've taken all their ships that have been firing cruise missiles at close range, and they had to move them back. They had to move them, you know, deeper into the Black Sea. Yeah. So it was only a matter of time. The Ukrainians, it's a wild scene. You know, a lot of the missiles that the Ukrainians have come from Russia, because, of course, at one time Ukraine was part of Russia. So Russians soldiers are getting maimed and killed by some of their own bombs. And then the Ukraine military over the past 8 years has been trained by European and American they've got a pretty good army. It's not a huge army, but they've got an army and an air force and a navy that's really tenacious.
I think that's great.
Yeah. I expect more of that to happen. I expect more of that to happen. You know, that ship just didn't blow up, and it just didn't blow up because of a fire. That doesn't happen like that. it was hit by missiles from good old Ukraine.
It's just kind of, you know, wonder why do things have to be like this?
Well, that's the whole thing. Young people are dying. 19 to 30-year-old people on both sides are dying in uniform in this war. And residents of Ukraine are dying.
Terrible.
It's just, it's foolhardy. Yeah. But all the young men that are dying, you know, just imagine over the next 20 years how it affects how families and generations might come to an end. You know, because of a death in this foolish war. It's just, it drives me crazy when I think about it. Absolutely, yeah. Drives me crazy. And
well,
I
don't think there's anybody in the world, well,
except for
that
one,
really supports it. You know what I mean?
But it just drives me crazy. And it's going to be around for a while. It's unfortunate. It's going to be around for a while. Oh well. What can you do?
I want to wish everybody a very, very safe and enjoyable holiday weekend. And Marshall, you think of me driving around?
I will think of you driving around, and I'll think of you when I'm eating. I made my mushroom chili yesterday.
Okay.
That's all set for the weekend.
Okay.
I'll be thinking of you when I eat the mushroom chili. And I'll be thinking about the food that you're going to be eating.
That's it. Which is probably going to be pasta.
There's nothing wrong with pasta.
No. And that's what I'll be eating. So that'll be that. And I will see you. AJ will be here on Monday. I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right. Have a great Easter, Pat.
And do the same, Marshall.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.